This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sometimes you got to go get yourself some BB King for an afternoon radio show if you don't mind. Story here from the U.S. Oh, before we get to that, sad news. Dolly Parton's husband, who most people didn't even know his name, Carl Dean, has died at the age of 82. They were married for 60 years.
Wow.
She met him. I learned this morning watching the news. Dolly Parton met Carl Dean the very first day she drove into Nashville 60 years ago.
Good thing he didn't choose Jolene.
Correct.
Wow.
Out.
Yeah.
Out, funny mustache man. Anyway, Carl Dean, husband of Dolly Parton, passed away on March 3rd in Nashville at the age of 82. He will be laid to rest in a private ceremony with immediate family attending. She actually, when she did her rock star record or whatever that was called a couple years ago, most of the songs on there were songs that he liked. She said he had great taste in rock music, so I knew if he liked it, it had to be a good song. And that's how she picked it.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
A couple who allegedly tried to force their way onto a plane. Every day, it's a plane story. A couple who allegedly tried to force their way onto a plane at the Miami International Airport and attacked two airline employees have been arrested on felony charges in connection with the assault. Authorities responded to the gate of a departing American Airlines flight from Miami to Cancun for a report of two disruptive customers on Sunday. They were late to the flight. They were closing the plane. They didn't want to hear about it, so they tried to push their way onto the plane.
Got to get there early. There was also another international flight. Yes, international. It was over the ocean where a guy tried to open the emergency exit.
And is this the one or the other one where someone ended up like a flight attendant with an injury? Like pretty.
Well, they said two employees were injured. I don't know how severe.
I think it's the one Sam's talking about. A flight attendant broke their leg.
Oh, I did not see that part.
Trying to prevent that idiot from opening the door.
There was like 15-20 passengers putting the whooping on this guy because he would not quit trying to rip the door open.
Good. You deserve a whooping. By the way, we haven't driven in the last 5 hours or so, but a text just came in. I'm looking out the window at Shawnee Mission Parkway.
What is going on?
Just says traffic is a mess.
Lights are going out. Power lines are going down.
Is it really that windy?
No. 70 mile an hour?
Well, not yet. That's tonight.
Oh.
But, I mean, the blizzard conditions hasn't even started snowing yet.
We were getting 40 mile an hour gusts. Will that knock a power line down?
I don't think so.
One saving grace is the fact that there aren't any leaves on the trees yet.
True. Current temp, Dan, is 50, right? You got 50, right?
Yeah, around 50, 51, 52. Okay.
So we're not going to get snow for a while.
Yeah, it's coming in tonight. Yeah. The blizzard warning doesn't start until 9 p.m. and then runs through the morning.
Okay.
I have no idea. I had never heard this. Jolene was actually written about a pretty bank teller that would always flirt with Carl Dean.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Have we gotten any school closings yet?
It's coming. I just got a notification even from K-State, which heretofore has never shut down when all of the other districts shut down, that they are closing things down after 8 p.m. tonight because of the blizzard warning there. Hmm. I only mention that. They have not said they're calling classes, but it is the first time since my child has been in Manhattan we have had any kind of communication that they are altering schedules or shutting down the community center, and I'm starting to see that.
Okay. Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO, and his company have faced backlash in recent weeks. This is from ABC News, but police in Massachusetts are investigating fires that appear to have been intentionally set that destroyed seven Tesla charging stations. The fires were first reported at roughly 1:10 in the morning on Monday when the Littleton Police Department of Massachusetts were dispatched to a shopping center due to reports of several fires at the Tesla charging stations there.
D-U-M, dumb.
Yeah, that is dumb. Mm-hmm. A total of seven have been destroyed.
Okay.
And then this story, before we get to our topic du jour coming up in just a moment. Speaking of Tesla, these are driverless Uber cars that are being introduced into Austin this week. California's Attorney General yesterday announcing the unsealing of an indictment charging 30 detention officers assigned to an L.A. area juvenile hall with child abuse for allegedly allowing and sometimes encouraging so-called gladiator fights amongst the youngsters.
What?
Gladiator-style fights among the kids.
Like to the death?
I don't think to the death. Oh. At the heart.
They're in trouble. This was on CNN about an hour ago.
At the heart of the grand jury indictment is the allegation that officers would stand by as children and teenagers at the Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall. How'd I do, guys?
That was great.
Thank you.
Very proud of you.
Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall engaged in the fights.
Too much roll on that R.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try better. The detention center is in Downey, roughly 13 miles south of Los Angeles. There were at least 69 fights in the second half of 2023.
Good Lord.
Between 143 children and teens between the ages of 12 and 18. Some fights did definitely result in physical injury.
What was the point? For their pleasure? Were they placing bets? What? Either way, it's messed up.
The fights came to the attention of the Attorney General and state investigators after a video of one of the altercations was leaked in January of last year.
The bigger question is, how are they going to backfill all of those positions during a time that it's hard enough to hire officers?
Hmm.
In a specific position that is exceptionally hard to hire for because of the conditions of the working environment and the pay.
The union is going to do, quote, everything in our power to support these 30 officers. Help yourself. All right, now this story from CNN. Let's get to it. Do you need an Uber? How about one without a driver? Beginning today, rideshare hailers on Uber in Austin, Texas, can call a driverless Waymo.
No.
From Google's parent company, Alphabet, for the first time ever. Travelers will be able to book rides across 37 square miles in Austin, the backyard of competitor Tesla, and in the Lone Star State that has long been a testing ground for driverless cars.
No.
Quoting here from Uber's senior vice president of mobility, we are true believers in the technology, and so personally, I believe autonomous vehicles coming to market is a good thing for the world. We are happy and genuinely excited to see autonomy coming to market and starting to scale. When you have a supportive city, when you have a supportive local government, it encourages competition, innovation, and that ends up being a good thing for the consumer.
Have they not seen all of the news stories about the other companies that rolled out these programs that
and then rolled
failed
it right back
miserably?
In and rolled it right back in. My question really is not just the liability and the business decision to keep trying to make this work, but where is the consumer appetite for this?
I don't know.
Could not pay me to get in a driverless car at this point. 5 years from now, maybe that's a different conversation. I don't believe the technology is there yet.
So do you
I'm
know
in the
who,
same boat.
Do you know who Michael Smirkanish is?
No.
He's a TV weekend TV host on CNN. He's very good, very talented. Former lawyer, now kind of a middle-of-the-road kind of political commentator, if you will, on CNN on Saturdays. He was telling a story one weekend about, I think he was in Philadelphia, which is his hometown. And he's driving either home or to work. I can't remember where he was going or where he was. But he looks over on this highway, and there is a person in the passenger seat and no one in the driver's seat. No one. It was a test of a driverless car. Okay. And he said, I was completely shocked, taken aback. Here is a guy in a car with no hand on the steering wheel.
Let's not forget the multiple incidents out of the Bay Area in California. One at an intersection where there were four driverless vehicles at the stop sign waiting for the other driverless vehicle to go. Not a single car moved. People in their cars trying to drive then could not get through that intersection because the driverless cars wouldn't go.
Look,
another situation where apartment dwellers were complaining because there was an intersection similar to that, and the Waymo vehicles just sat there and honked all night long.
Just kept honking.
No one was there to say, hey, we need to reset the system because these cars are honking at each other and nobody's going to move.
We are not there yet. And let me give you just example A through Z in my own personal car.
Waymo says you're wrong.
I tend to use self-drive as just cruise control. It's a fancy cruise control. My hands are always on the wheel. The car won't even let you take your hands off the wheel, right? And the other day, I was driving. It's happened twice where a lane is ending on a highway. The far right lane is ending, Scott, and twice the car signaled over to get over to that right lane that was ending. And then I take control back and go, nope. And then it says, what happened? Autopilot disengaged.
Does it ever fight you when you try to take it back over?
No, you one half of one inch, you move that wheel and it comes off. And I always say that lane is ending because it records your feedback to improve. That lane ends. Quit pulling me over to that lane. If that were a driverless car, it would have kept on going, and I don't know, do you hit a bridge support at that point? We're probably hit something. We're not there yet. Are we close? Maybe.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So in Austin, as of today, through Waymo, you can get into an Uber, and it is driverless. A number of you are saying, and now that I think back on the Michael Smirkanis story, it was when he was on a trip to San Francisco, where he saw somebody driving around in a driverless car. And a number of you on the text line are saying, yeah, they've already launched this in San Francisco.
By the way, that sound of honking that you heard prior to the music saying I will walk 500 miles, that is what it sounds like when you get more than one Waymo in an intersection. They just honk. Nobody moves. Honk.
Who's honking the car?
The car is honking the car because they're waiting for other people to go, but the car doesn't know that the other car wants the car to go because there's no driver in there to say, oh, I'm going to go ahead and go.
913-586-7798. Michael in Kansas City. Hello and welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
I was just calling to say I've got some experience. Phoenix, Arizona, they've had Waymo launched for quite a while now, and it's really prevalent there.
Prevalent good or prevalent bad?
Good from my experience. So I was there about 2 months ago, and I'd never been in one either and had a lot of apprehension. But actually, they are everywhere. They're curbside pickup at the airport. They take you to your hotel. They pull up, you know, under the covered area right next to the front door. You want to go grab food from a restaurant or have them pick you up from the bar, whatever. They're right there. And I was at intersections with them at the same intersection, and no problems. It was all good experience.
Is there any way, if the car were to go haywire, out of control, whatever, is there any way to take control of the car?
I don't know. I was in the back seat, so not really. But the steering wheel's turning just as if somebody's hands were on it. And so you're watching this thing. The blinkers are coming on and off. It's braking appropriately, braking for pedestrian traffic that comes out when they weren't supposed to, yielding to other cars. I'm watching the steering wheel move. I took videos of it and stuff. But, yeah, and I've got a colleague that lives there, and she says she uses it all the time because, for instance, if her and her friends are leaving a club or something in the evening, she feels much safer than a, quote, you know, creep picking her up when they've been drinking and stuff like that. You have no problems with that sort of thing.
So that's my next question, and this would be, and I'm going to put you on hold for a minute because we're getting some weird feedback on your phone. If this technology allows you to be intoxicated, presumably you're in the back seat, while you're in the back seat of the car, that potentially, if they can master this technology, could do wonders for cutting back on drunk driving.
And I think to some extent it has. Because what do we all say universally when we see that someone's gotten a DUI?
Should have gotten an Uber. There's no excuse.
You say it a different way. Why the heck didn't they Uber? That's what people say now. And so has that put a dent in the numbers? I hope that it has.
But we could have said the same thing years ago with taxis. And we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if this will cut back on that, now let me go back to Michael real quick, and hopefully the backfeed we're getting or feedback is lessened. Do you know if you can be intoxicated in one of these vehicles or not?
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
And like I say, I was really apprehensive about it. I thought it was kind of bizarre, but I went ahead and gave it a try after she'd said, you know, she used it all the time. And like I said, it even took us curbside back to the airport when it was time to go home.
And can they parallel park?
Yeah.
Well, that's better than most humans.
Pretty good experience from my perspective.
You had no trouble whatsoever. None.
Zero trouble.
Okay. Michael, thank you for the call, man.
Yep.
Do appreciate it. We'll wrap it up with Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Hello. Hey, I'm an Uber driver, so I'm already against these. But the human aspect behind it is taken out. And by that, I mean, the guy just said, when a pedestrian comes out, the car will stop. Well, I go in a lot of areas where I don't want to stop and wait for a passenger to pass if I know his friends are standing right behind him that are going to rob me. You can't move the car. You can't control the car. You are completely vulnerable to anybody out there that wants to do crime.
I see what you're saying.
And all those ladies that are going in these cars by themselves, it's the same thing. I mean, stand in front of the car, it stops, my friend opens the door and gets you guys out. It takes no time to make this a bad thing. I understand a lot of people hate it with the honking, which, oh boy, I'd hate that too. But I think the human aspect of it is not going to be taken into consideration. Also, it doesn't read lines very well. Me and Dana, we drive the same car, and she can tell you, you go in some areas, her car does not read the lines. And that's not a good thing if I'm driving in a car or I'm riding in a car with no person.
I agree. I don't trust it for a variety of reasons, and that's one that I hadn't even thought about.
From the text line, I don't understand. This is from 0300. I don't understand the push for driverless cars, except for novelty, maybe. What is the social environmental benefit? It's just more job losses for the drivers. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go at kmbz.com. And also a programming note, we are carrying the president's address to Congress tonight starting at 8 o'clock. We promised you a Rush Hour Terrible Joke Tuesday today. We will do that next. So what we need you to do in the next couple of minutes, we're going to take a very quick break. In the next couple of minutes, make sure you send in your terrible but arable jokes. Terrible but arable. No dirty jokes. We've never done Terrible Joke Tuesday in Rush Hour. So we're going to try it today when we return. All right? Terrible but arable jokes, send them in to 913-586-7798. We'll do it when we return here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, real quick, we might have to put a slight delay on terrible jokes, and only because news requires it. We have a horrible traffic situation down on the south side.
My goodness.
And quick correction, I believe the traffic lady said it's backed up to 69 Highway. That would indicate that it is
westbound.
Eastbound traffic. Don't confuse me while I'm trying to do directions,
sorry,
buddy. It is our understanding they have turned the scout camera around. And this is where we need your help. If you're in this mess, it is our understanding that it is a wreck near in westbound 435 near Lee Boulevard in Leawood, and it's got traffic backed up to 71 Highway on the other side of the state line in Missouri. This is westbound, we believe, 435 from Lee Boulevard, where the wreck is, all the way back to 71 Highway in Missouri.
Well, now I'm seeing a backup on both sides of the highway.
Great. Good times.
The main backup has to be heading west, and I know that because MP is stuck in it, and he left Holmes to go on to 435 West and said the minute he came onto that
ramp.
entrance ramp, it's not moving slowly. It's just stopped. He said traffic has just stopped.
Before you continue, let me give out the phone number because we need your eyes on the ground here. 913-586-7798. If you can safely call in and describe whatever the hell is going on 435 on the south side of the loop, we would really appreciate the call and the information. Just let us know if you're westbound, eastbound on 435, where you are, and how far back it goes as far as you can tell. 913-586-7798.
Sam. It is 435 westbound. It is a multi-vehicle accident. They have since cleared the vehicles out of the roadway. There are still three police cruisers and a fire truck, it appears. There's some rainwater on the camera. Still in the middle of the highway. They have the two middle lanes open. The backup goes far past Holmes Road to the east because it's westbound traffic. There is also a backup because of onlookers on the other side of the highway that does stretch back quite a ways past Metcalf.
All right, so Sam, you grab these folks. Just get them as quickly as we can. We'll just go rapid fire straight through them. Somebody says eastbound 435 is awful as well, roughly around Metcalf. I don't think that's totally uncommon. And then 0064 says it is super backed up.
Creeping along at, quote, 2 miles an hour, and it's moving even more slowly because people are trying to exit off state line to get around it.
Okay. Another text to 4708. That is correct. It is westbound 435. It is backed up past Warnell towards 71 Highway.
Man.
So if you're in it and you can help us out, give us some eyes on the ground. 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. But it's our understanding it is westbound 435 that is the major culprit. There is a wreck that has just been cleared, according to Sam. He's the one with the scout camera in there at Lee Boulevard, but it's backed up to Warnell or even to 71.
On the scout camera, I think it's worth noting that it is still listed as a multi-vehicle crash with the estimated clearance time 6:11 p.m. And so I wonder if we've got more than one incident. That's another 30 minutes from now.
Let's go to Tracy in Overland Park. Hello, Tracy.
Hi. I came down from 470 from Lee's Summit trying to get down to Overland Park.
It has taken me a good 10, 12 minutes to get from where I entered the triangle to I am almost to where you exited state line. When I called, I was sitting under the move to the right lane to exit on state line. I have not seen anything other than all my friends around me parked.
Well, how fast are you moving at the moment?
1 mile an hour, zero. 1 mile an hour, zero. The most I've gone was 4 since I got stuck in this.
Whoa, Tracy.
You need to
and
slow down,
crazy.
The other
thing that's really interesting is the visibility is probably only about, let's see, about 8 cars, 10 cars in front of me.
Wait, the visibility is 8 to 10 cars in front of you?
Yeah, and it's a nice fog.
Oh.
I see.
So that's concerning, Tracy, because you know what happens when there's a wreck. People, instead of moving past it, eyes straight ahead, 10 and 2, mm-hmm. they look.
So I pulled up a scout cam at Mission Road, so I'm now looking at the wreck from the west side. All of the vehicles that are coming around that bend are just seeing all of the police lights. So they're all slamming on their brakes, thinking right. that those police lights are in their lanes. So we've got the onlooker slow down on the eastbound side of 435 there at Mission Road. The westbound side, only 2 lanes are getting through. It does appear that they have cleared all of the cars off the roadway. But as you mentioned, Dana, they're not expected to get out of there with the emergency vehicles for another 30 minutes or so.
And then you've got people that can't see, and I worry about secondary accidents yeah. because of it.
Julie is also on 435. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I just passed under Knoll. I'm at 435 East. I got on at Quivira, and we've been ranging 15 to 25 miles an hour the whole time. We aren't stopped, but crawling.
And is this, Dana and I don't drive 435 during rush hour, obviously. Is this unusual?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's because it's been consistent from Quivira, where I got on, all the way to Knoll. There's been no change. Like, we haven't sped up. We haven't slowed down. We're just 15 to 25 pretty consistently in there the whole way.
Okay. All right. Hey, Julie, thanks for the call and the update. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Be well. Let's go to Jeff on line one. Jeff, start off with where are you?
Well, I'm already well past the accident, but I was heading from Olathe now to Lee Summit and taking that 435. And, yeah, our eastbound lanes were slowed down because people are dumb and wanted to look. Mm-hmm. But eastbound or westbound wasn't all the way to 71 yet, but it has been a few minutes since I've drove past it. All vehicles I could see were pulled over to the shoulders, and police were attending to people in the vehicles.
Okay.
All right, thanks,
Jeff,
buddy.
Thank you.
We are following Dana's MP.
If you look on Life 360.
On Life 360.
He, 1 mile.
Ooh, he needs to slow down.
2 miles.
He is going 2 miles per hour as we speak.
One mile.
It's at zero.
I've now pulled up the camera at the 103rd Street exit, which is the first exit east of Holmes Road.
Yeah.
That traffic moving just fine. The next camera at a standstill.
Yeah.
He's going one. Now he's going two. Now he's one.
The backup stretches all the way to Holmes Road. And once you get to the Warnell camera, nobody.
We're at three. We're at three.
We got three.
We are
people.
At three.
We got three.
He's down to two.
Ah. And hop off on Warnell, brother.
We're up to three again.
Well, that's what everybody's doing. They're all trying to get over. And then that's dangerous with the limited visibility. Everyone's trying to get over to exit.
Yeah, still three cruisers taking up the three left lanes of 435 right there at the Lee Boulevard Bridge. Still a fire truck in the right lane. And there are officers walking around on the highway. So it'll probably be another 30 minutes.
So, Dana, he's at 435, almost at Warnell. He has stopped.
It's taken 10 minutes to get from Holmes to Warnell.
Why don't you tell him that you'll have dinner ready when he gets home at 9?
Take the exit.
He'll be beating you home.
MP, you can get off right there at Warnell and get on 103rd if you want. It might be worth it.
You and 1,000 other friends out there.
He did. Oh, he just did it.
We've got
he
Warnell.
Did it. Yep.
Is he listening?
Yeah, he's listening.
Now he's going
all over. That's how I found out about this.
Oh, nope. I'm wrong. He's still on 435. His dot moved a bit, but no, he's still on 435.
Life 360 is very confused right now for any of you stuck in that.
Man, Brian, on line three, let's start with where are you right now?
I am now on I-35 off of 435, and there was a little bit of a wreck here as well. But, yeah, I was on the 435 one, and it was pretty bad. I got there probably about 5 minutes after the supposed the wreck happened, and it was pretty much took me about 15 minutes to get maybe quarter of a mile, half a mile in, out of it.
Okay. Thanks for the update, Brian. Yep. He is still not hit Warnell yet, Dana. Closing in. Still short of Warnell. Let's see if he takes that exit.
It's all good.
Doesn't look like no. it.
Trying to see if I can see him on the scout.
No,
cam.
Do you know how hard it is to try to get over in a mess like that? If you're not already in the
far
right.
Oh, he's already past the exit.
Yeah, if you're not already in the far right lane.
Oh, there he is.
Be careful.
Did you see him?
No.
Wait at him. Hey, bud.
He drives.
Hey, bud. Yeah, he did not get the exit.
Oh, man.
So he will be home at 9 o'clock tonight. Let's see what we can do. Maybe we'll continue with this, or maybe we'll just jam some terrible jokes. Let's do that. We'll do some terrible jokes coming up in just a moment. Dana Wright, Sam
Stevie. These people ain't got nothing but time.
That's right.
Might as well entertain them.
And they're not going to get in a wreck going zero. Get your terrible jokes in, 913-586-7798. We'll do that when we return here on Dana and Parks. I know a lot of you are stuck in traffic on the south side. It's a mess. We get it. So why not laugh a little bit at our expense? Sometimes we deliver this with our own flair. Sometimes it's with a horrible mistake. Sometimes we mispronounce a word or we just screw up the joke. So here we go. Sam.
Yes.
From 6249, as we do Terrible Joke Tuesday for the first time ever in Rush Hour. You know, I relabeled all the spices in my wife's spice rack.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not in trouble yet, but the time is cumin.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana?
Did you hear about the hunter who had deer hooves for hands?
No.
He was bambidextrous.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's going
knock,
on, buddy?
Knock.
Who's there?
Ah.
Ah, who?
Werewolves of London.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana.
What do you call a pea that has fallen off a fork?
I don't know.
An escape pia.
Like I said at the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the delivery is just a touch off. Dana.
Yes.
How do you organize an outer space themed party?
I don't know. How?
You just plan it.
Plan it. Hey, Sam.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the difference between a good burger and a shooting star?
I don't know.
The burger is very meaty, but the other is a little meteor.
Yep, that delivery. Not hitting. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's
going on? How did you get a farm girl to marry you?
I don't know.
A tractor.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What happened when the frog didn't make his car payment?
Ooh, I don't know.
His car got towed.
Sam.
Hey, Dana.
What do you call a mythical Scottish creature that roams around ringing doorbells?
I don't know.
The Knock Les Monster.
Hey, Scott.
Sam?
You know, I was in my friend's garage the other day, and he was pointing out a tool in there. He said, yeah, that's my stepladder.
Huh.
I said, oh, really? I never knew my real ladder.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did you hear about the clairvoyant dwarf who was running from the law?
No.
Yes, he was a small medium at large.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, this is from Molly, who is 9 years old.
Oh, go ahead, Molly.
Dana, what did baby corn say to mama corn?
What did baby corn say to mama corn?
Where's popcorn?
Hey, Sam.
Two times in a row. Go ahead.
Did I tell you, my friend is dating a girl called Rosemary?
No.
I don't know what he sees in her.
Hey, Dana.
Delivery today.
What does it mean if you can't stop collecting lizards, snakes, and turtles?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, they call it reptile dysfunction.
All righty then. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'll do this. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
This is from our generation, from 4102. How do you know how heavy a chili pepper is?
I don't know.
You just give it away now.
Nice. Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
What did the janitor say? Hey, Scott.
Sam, I think this is the last time we do it in rush hour.
Rush hour is not working.
What did the janitor say when he came out of the closet?
I don't know.
Supplies.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What did the fish say when he was doing a magic trick?
Ooh, I don't know.
Pick a cod, any cod.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
If you bump your head on a coffee maker, does it leave a bruise?
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
I went to the zoo this week, and I tell you, I saw a baguette in a cage.
Really?
The zookeeper told me it was bred in captivity.
Hey, Sam. From
yes?
2959, you know, there's an old saying that says money doesn't grow on trees.
Really?
Well, if that's true, then why do banks have branches? Food for thought.
From the text line. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You know, the Amish lottery is up to 4 dozen eggs.
Oh, God. I was avoiding this one.
Yeah. Oh.
Go ahead. Is that the punchline?
Buy your tickets now.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Did I tell you that Jack told me he can talk to vegetables?
Really?
That's right. Jack and the beans talk.
The delivery today.
What is going on?
Sam?
Yes?
Did I tell you my credit card company sent me another camouflaged bull in
really?
The mail? Yeah, it's those hidden charges that you really have to watch out for.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
No, Europe who?
Hey, Dana. I tell you, my hotel tried to charge me $10 extra for air conditioning.
No.
That was not cool.
Wow. Sam.
Yes.
I tell you, I always get nostalgic putting my car in reverse.
No.
It really takes me back.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left
And him. That is it. Safe travels home tonight. Hope everybody gets home safely. And
10 and 2, people. You're 10 and 2.
You're not going to get home on time, but just take it easy. Deep breaths. We've got the president coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. We will carry that live.
You'll still hear it in your car.
You're welcome. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another, especially in traffic. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.